Welcome to McAfee Coliseum in Oakland, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Grady Sizemore. Batting second. The left fielder, Coco Crisp. Batting third. The shortstop, Johnny Peralta. Batting fourth. The catcher, Victor Martinez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jose Hernandez. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ronnie Belliard. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Casey Blake. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aaron Boone. Batting ninth. The DH, Jason Dubois. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, CC Sabathia. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The catcher, Jason Kendall. Batting second. The second baseman, Mark Ellis. Batting third. The shortstop, Bobby Crosby. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Eric Chavez. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bobby Keelty. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jay Payton. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Scott Hatteberg. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Nick Swisher. Batting ninth. The DH, Dan Johnson. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Barry Zito. And now, play ball. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sizemore strikes out. 1 out. Coco Crisp is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Crisp hits a fly ball into right field. Swisher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Peralta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kendall hits a fly ball into right field. Blake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peralta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Crosby hits a fly ball into right field. Blake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Victor Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Payton. Martinez reaches second base with a double. Jose Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hernandez strikes out. 1 out. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Belliard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Martinez moves to third. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Blake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Chavez hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Keelty hits a line drive into right field. Blake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Payton takes first base on ball 4. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hatteberg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Payton moves to second. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Swisher hits a fly ball into left field. Crisp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Payton scores. Hatteberg moves to third. It's 2-0, Athletics. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Kendall is 0-1 in the game. Kendall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hatteberg scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 3-0, Athletics. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ellis is 0-1 in the game. Ellis hits a line drive into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Aaron Boone is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Jason Dubois is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Dubois strikes out. There goes Boone. The throw from Kendall to second, and Boone is out. 2 outs. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sizemore is 0-1 in the game. Sizemore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Crosby is 0-1 in the game. Crosby hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Chavez is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Chavez takes first base on ball 4. Crosby moves to second. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Keelty is 0-1 in the game. Keelty hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Blake. Keelty reaches second base with a double. Crosby scores. Chavez moves to third. It's 4-0, Athletics. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Payton is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Payton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hatteberg is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Hatteberg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chavez scores. Keelty scores. It's 6-0, Athletics. Nick Swisher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Swisher is 0-1 in the game. Swisher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hatteberg moves to second. Rafael Betancourt now pitching. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Johnson is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hatteberg scores. Swisher moves to third. It's 7-0, Athletics. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Kendall is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. Swisher scores. 2 outs. It's 8-0, Athletics. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ellis is 0-2 in the game. Ellis hits a fly ball into left field. Crisp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Coco Crisp is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Crisp is 0-for-1 in the game. Crisp hits a pop-up towards third. Chavez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Peralta is 0-for-1 in the game. Peralta hits a fly ball into left field. Keelty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Peyton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Crosby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Crosby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Crosby takes first base on ball 4. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Chavez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Chavez hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-0, Athletics. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Keelty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Keelty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Betancourt fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Payton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Payton strikes out. 2 outs. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hatteberg is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hatteberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Hernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Keelty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Belliard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Belliard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Casey Blake batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Blake is 0-for-1 in the game. Blake takes first base on ball 4. Belliard moves to second. Aaron Boone is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zito fields it and throws to second for the out. Belliard moves to third. 2 outs. Jason Dubois batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Dubois is 0-for-1 in the game. Dubois takes first base on ball 4. Boone moves to second. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sizemore is 0-for-2 in the game. Sizemore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Belliard scores. Boone scores. Dubois moves to second. It's 10-2, Athletics. Coco Crisp is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Crisp is 0-for-2 in the game. Crisp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Swisher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Swisher hits a fly ball into left field. Crisp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dan Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jason Kendall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kendall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kendall takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ellis is 0 for 3 in the game. Ellis hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Crisp. Ellis reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. Kendall goes all the way around to score. It's 12-2, Athletics. Fernando Cabrera now pitching. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Crosby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Crosby takes first base on ball 4. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Chavez is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Chavez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ellis scores. Crosby moves to second. It's 13-2, Athletics. Bobby Keelty batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Crosby moves to third. Chavez moves to second. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Keelty is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Keelty takes first base on ball 4. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Payton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Payton hits a fly ball into left field. Crisp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hatteberg is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hatteberg hits a fly ball into center field. Sizemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Keith Ginter now playing third base. Johnny Peralta is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Peralta is 0 for 2 in the game. Peralta hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 13-3, Athletics. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Martinez hits a pop-up towards short. Crosby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jose Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Hernandez hits a fly ball into right field. Swisher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Belliard is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Belliard hits a pop-up towards first. Hatteberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Brandon Phillips now playing shortstop. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Swisher strikes out. 1 out. Dan Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kendall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Keiki Yabu now pitching. Casey Blake is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Blake is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Blake hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Boone is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Boone hits a line drive into right field. Swisher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Dubois is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Dubois is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Dubois strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ellis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Phillips. Ellis moves to second. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Crosby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ellis moves to third. One out. Keith Ginter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ginter strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Keelty is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Keelty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Keelty takes first base on ball 4. Scott Sauerbeck now pitching. Jay Payton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Payton is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Payton hits a line drive into right field. Blake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sizemore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Coco Crisp batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Crisp is 0-for-3 in the game. Crisp takes first base on ball 4. Brandon Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Payton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Victor Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 0 strikes. Martinez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Yabu fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. David Risk now pitching. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Hatteberg is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hatteberg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Swisher strikes out. Two outs. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kendall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kendall for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 3 in the game. Hernandez is hit by the pitch. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belliard is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Belliard hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Keelty. Belliard reaches second base with a double. Hernandez moves to third. Josh Bard pinch hits for Casey Blake. Josh Bard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bard hits a fly ball into left field. Keelty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hernandez tags and scores. One out. It's 13-4, Athletics. Aaron Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Boone is hit by the pitch. Jason Dubois is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Dubois is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Dubois strikes out. 2 outs. Grady Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Sizemore is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Sizemore strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 13, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from McAfee Coliseum in Oakland.